For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Universities throughout the U.S. are trying to increase their international student population, and WKU is no different. For years at WKU, Indian and Chinese students made up the largest international student groups, but that has since changed. As Kevin Willis reports, there are now more students from Saudi Arabia on WKU's campus than from any other country outside the U.S.
It's a beautiful early Wednesday evening at the Lovers Lane Soccer Complex in Bowling Green. On one of the many fields here, a group of young men has started to form teams and take practice shots on goal. These are WKU students from Saudi Arabia, and they're here tonight because one of them, undergraduate student Naif Albeji, put the word out on Facebook the night before to meet up for a game.
I just posted that last night, and look, they're coming. So I really like it here.
Naif is one of an estimated 274 Saudi students on WKU's campus this semester, and like virtually all of them, Naif is here on a full scholarship funded by the Saudi government. In 2005, Saudi King Abdullah launched an international scholarship program designed to get as many of the kingdom's young people as possible to enroll in Western universities. The director of International Student and Scholar Services at WKU says this school, like so many others, is only happy to help the king fulfill that goal. Dr. Tariq El-Shaib says WKU is proud of its growing Saudi student population.
Recruiting international students is not an easy task. No matter how big the name of the school is, it has been always competitive because there's so many universities are aggressive out there recruiting international students.
While international students contribute to campus diversity, they also contribute to the coffers of schools like WKU. Internationals can't qualify for the kind of state or U.S. federal aid that a student from Kentucky or Tennessee might receive. So that means international students at WKU usually pay the entire sticker price of about $32,000 a year for an undergraduate education, with graduate students paying over $28,000 annually. So how does an aspiring Saudi college student come to choose WKU? Public administration graduate student Abdul Rahman Al-Farood went into an agent's office in the Saudi capital Riyadh who specializes in placing students in Western universities. Abdul Rahman says after telling the agent what he wanted to study and what kind of city he wanted to live in, the agent suggested WKU.
Because I like the quiet city, especially when I am a student, and it's not that expensive. It has like a very beautiful environment in general. The weather is good.
Abdul Rahman says a big reason why WKU's Saudi student population has increased is by word of mouth. Students come to Bowling Green, enjoy the experience, tell their friends and relatives back home, and more come as a result. For Faisal Al-Zumaili, WKU is already a family affair. He and his wife are both graduate students here, and they have a daughter who was born in Bowling Green. Faisal wants to get a PhD in the U.S. before returning home to a job in the Saudi finance ministry.
To help my job to be better than before, to help, to take what I learn here, to take it to my home.
Still, Faisal admits part of him wants to remain in his adopted home of Kentucky.
You know, I would like to stay here at Bowling Green.
Not every Saudi student has a perfect experience here, however. Naif Albeji, the undergrad we met at the soccer field, says he's been harassed in Bowling Green's Fountain Square area with someone recently calling him an Indian Muslim who should go back home. Naif says he brushed off the comments and adds you can find ignorant people anywhere in the world. He says he likes life at WKU enough to recommend it to five cousins who are all now studying here. Naif says he'll go back to Saudi Arabia once he's done with his higher education. And then what?
I'll go back, find a job back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Send my children back here, maybe. Yeah.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.